Saturday Night Live made national headlines when Shazia Zameda joined the cast, making her the only African-American woman hired by the show in 6 years. What wasn't as widely reported were the additions of LaKendra Tookes and Leslie Jones to the show's writing staff.
It's very hard for women and people of color to get their first or second or third jobs writing for TV and film.
That's Lowell Peterson, executive director of the Writers Guild of America East, a union 4,000 strong and fully supportive of Assembly Bill 7373 and State Senate Bill 5370. These two pieces of legislation aim to increase the diversity amongst production's writing staff by modifying the state's existing production tax credit. Production companies that hired women or people of color would be able to write off a portion of their salaries, up to $3.5 million a year, or $50,000 per writer. Peterson says if the legislation went through, it would really set New York apart in television and film production.
There are no other states that currently provide an incentive to hire women or people of color to write, and we think that's a mistake. We think New York has a historic opportunity to do the right thing here.
He says getting work as a staff writer is rare, and studios tend to hire people they know. Historically, that's meant white and male. But if more writers had the opportunity to get a shot, Peterson says more people could develop careers in a highly competitive field.
Building the chops and building the connections in the industry so that they get hired for the next job and the job after that, and developing their own ability to craft stories that are really, really compelling and skillfully done. It takes time to develop those skills and to develop those connections and to build that career.
The legislation isn't new. It's been sitting on the desk of Harlem Assemblyman Keith Wright for years. But it was a high school friend, TV writer Warren Light, who pushed him to bring the bill to committee. Sitting in his Albany office, Wright says once he introduced the bill, it got a windfall of support from both minority and white lawmakers, and a Senate version was quickly drawn up.
It's always important to encourage diversity. That's what makes this state wonderful. That's what makes this country the greatest country in the world, because we are so rich in our diversity. If we were just bland and with no flavor at all, then that's what you get. But you have folks that are black, that are brown, that are red, that are yellow, that just add to the culture and the vibrancy of anything that we do, no matter what the field.
The legislation, nicknamed the Writer's Tax Credit, would amend the incentives that make New York City and state an attractive place to film. Wright believes it would also help close the gap on the city's top production rival, Los Angeles.
We have a lot of folks, especially in communities of color, who want to write for a living, and this would be a great way for them to gain entry into the emerging, if you will, or burgeoning, if you will, entertainment field that's part and parcel of the city of New York.
Lisa Takeyoshi Cullen is a journalist turned TV writer. She sees the writer's tax credit as a potential job creator for television writers on the East Coast.
I can't tell you the number of times I've heard from my reps, from execs, that you simply can't staff a show here because the people aren't here, the talent isn't here.
When Cullen's journalism job went bust a few years ago, the New Jersey resident took a story she'd reported and pitched it to a producer, who eventually picked it up. Her pilot, called The Ordained, was set in New York City. And walking around the Greenwich Village neighborhood where some of the filming took place, she says it gave her a new perspective on writing.
That was a great feeling for me because I think as a writer, we don't think of ourselves as job creators. But if you write a script and you're lucky enough to get it produced, then those words that you wrote have just created hundreds of jobs for people.
In the end, The Ordained wasn't picked up, but that first experience left her optimistic about her future in television writing. She thinks more women and minorities should get used to that feeling as well.
We have stories to tell, and our stories are interesting, and I think would make for great television. But because there are so few of us who have the privilege of, pitching these stories and writing them, they simply don't make it on our screen as often as stories that are, written by the people who tend to dominate Hollywood, certainly in the writing sector.
Cullen says that doesn't mean producers should color match writers to characters. She points out America's literary history of people writing characters who bear no resemblance to the author. But diverse writers add variation and depth to the type of characters portrayed on TV.
It's simply a fact that we tend to write and think about our own experiences, our own backgrounds, and the characters we know from our daily lives.
Neither the Assembly Bill nor the Senate Bill has been brought to the floor for a vote. However, the Writers Guild, AFL-CIO, and New York Women in Film and Television are encouraging their members to contact lawmakers to encourage them to vote yes on the writer's tax credit. In New York City, I'm Jenna Flanagan for the Innovation Trail.